Well, it looks like the war in Ukraine has no end in sight. Unverified reports are suggesting that the Ukrainians are being killed at a 7-to-1 ratio over the Russian forces. And things are heating up in China, with Taiwan apparently being utilized as some form of proxy. And the reason I say that is because of the way that China moved in on Hong Kong by virtue of a similar treaty that exists in Taiwan. And of course they did so with little resistance. So this appears to be a potential full-out war, but it's one that's based on economics and rooted in BRICS, which is the new currency that has been developed and at least enacted with Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa, with now numerous countries, including Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, Argentina, Colombia, and many other African nations joining and moving towards that of BRICS being backed by the yuan, which of course is the Chinese currency. So we all pray that nuclear war does not occur, but in a ground war, there is no question that millions and millions will die. And if the draft is enacted in the United States, all indications are 72% of the eligible population is not in condition to serve. Meanwhile, China is sitting at approximately 100% able and capable of the similar age demographic to fight. So here we go. Let's pray for the best. But things are looking very, very bleak. And it does appear that the empire, formerly known as the United States, is preparing to fall economically on the global stage. That's my podcast for this evening. Take care and good night and good luck.